When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're momming today with Jennifer Jackson, the VP of Development at Hungry Howie's Pizza, a restaurant she started working at as a kid, worked her way up through the ranks, and has now helped the chain open up more than 500 locations across half the country. She's also a mom. Hey, Jen.
Hi, Lauren. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on today.
I'm great. And you're making me hungry right now. And, you know, we've noticed, we've done this ourselves. Pizza is so hot right now.
Yes.
How busy has it been?
For our business, it's been great. We actually have been hitting company records. Once COVID initially hit, I think everybody kind of retreated to their homes and, you know, made food and was working and doing back the family dinners. And then after some time, I think that got a little out of hand. And so they went back to ordering pizzas. And we're just really blessed at this point to be able to be open, to be deemed essential, and to be able to be feeding our customers.
I was kidding with you earlier. I said I never heard of Hungry Howie's Pizza. And that's because I live in New Jersey and I'm from New York, and we're pretty snotty when it comes to pizza.
No, you're just very unique.
So no Hungry Howie's on the East Coast?
Not at this time, but hopefully in the future.
Okay. So you make the point that franchising is a good opportunity for mothers. Why is that?
I have looked at franchising now. I've been in this part of my career since 2005 and kind of working with candidates. And what I've realized is that moms don't ever fail at most things. They juggle everything. They push it all, you know, keep all the balls in the air. They realize that failure is not an option. And so they don't really let anything fall through the cracks. They're very determined. They're, you know, raising their children. They're doing everything that they can. And so I realized when I was been working with men and doing all of this over the years that, you know, guys come in, they want to be the top guy today. And they, you know, they want to jump in and, you know, have 50 stores overnight. And we have to really grow the business. And so what I've realized is that moms, I started kind of talking to them and doing some research, they're so determined that they can do multiple things at once and they're used to doing it all the time. So I think getting into a franchise for them, if it's the right fit for their family, is just another arm for them in a system that they can follow.
What flexibility does franchising afford a mother?
You know, it depends on the different. I would say for a young mother, you want to stay away from like food, food or quick service. That's very, you know, you have to be in it. You have to be hands on. So for a food or restaurant industry, that's kind of more for a mom that maybe is at like a child going into high school or not going to have to drive as much. And all of a sudden they have time to have their hands open that they can do things and work at the store during the evening or the late hours and still be at home during the day to help with their children. But there's so many other franchises out there that moms can do and start at home, from the healthcare businesses. I actually have a woman here in Michigan that's kind of starting up a local or like a social media business for moms that they can do in their home that they can then connect with other people. And really the whole thing is just trying to incorporate moms into their communities because they can help give back to local businesses.
You know, Jennifer, well, pizza is definitely popular right now, maybe more than ever. I would say the idea of needing a job, of owning a business, because so many have closed, will close, are struggling, that might be the only career choice for some families now.
Absolutely. And if they are going to go that route, and that's great. What we do specifically when people come in is I want it to be fully transparent. So we go through our process to make sure it's going to be the right fit. And I really hope that other people in the franchise industry do the same. We have a very conservative approach to growth. We've been in business 47 years this year, and we own, have 550 locations. Well, it's because we really try to partner with the right individuals. And so if you find something that you can partner with and it's a good fit for a mom, you're going to be able to grow that. And it's just going to be depending on which is going to be best for you. A lot of people can't work nights and weekends. That's what I tell people. One of my first questions is, do you want to work New Year's Eve? Do you want to work Christmas Eve? Those are busy days for us. They need to be in the store. And so that might not be a great experience for a mom that has young kids at home and, needs to be able to still do that. But there are several other franchises out there that do give you that flexibility.
Well, what if you don't want to work holidays? I mean, how does this work?
For my business?
Yeah.
But for Hungry Howie's, in the beginning, you have to. And that's really what's difficult. Ours is an owner-operator model. So we need somebody to be in there to run the day-to-day business. And what I found is that moms are able to do that after their children are getting a little bit older because they're motivating teenagers. They got to do the books. They are training people. Mm-hmm. And what they're able to do is build their staff. But the one thing about the holidays is for us being in the pizza business, our busiest day of the year is Halloween. So as a mom, you got to know you're not going to be home for Halloween. And so that could be a very negative hiccup for some moms, obviously, with younger kids. So again, we just try to work through any issues that they might think, and we want to make sure that they're fully transparent and know exactly what they're getting into. So again, some of it is the research on the mom's end because of the fact that you got to make sure that you're not just buying in. I always tell people I'm going to try to talk you out of it as much as possible versus selling to you because I want it to be a conversation. I want it to make sure it's the right fit. And if it's not, that's okay. I'm always willing to help other people look at other things or give my feedback with them or to them regarding other franchises and just kind of help them find something that works for them.
I like that reverse psychology. Hold that thought, though. We're going to have more Momming Today with Jennifer Jackson right after this.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
We're back on We're Momming Today with Jennifer Jackson of Hungry Howie's Pizza. And Jennifer, you just blew my mind. Of all the days and holidays I would imagine would be popular pizza days, Halloween is number one.
It is. Think about it with kids. Moms can't cook. We're running around. You've got holiday parties at school. You're trying to get all the last minute costumes as well as your house decorated and candy. So what are you going to do? Everyone orders pizza on Halloween and they all order it between 4 and 6 o'clock. So it's crazy.
So if a mom is going to own a franchise, you must be available on Halloween, hire the babysitter or dad to take the kids
exactly.
Trick-or-treating.
Absolutely.
But you also made a point that I'd imagine in many businesses, especially fast food and quick serve, the staff are young, teenagers, early 20s, and mothers might know how to relate to that age group better than others.
Absolutely. Well, moms have empathy and their compassion, and they realize that going to Friday night's big football game where the whole school is going is way more important than coming to work, right? But we got to just motivate them, and we have to find ways to be able to work with them and communicate with them. And moms, I think, just have that nurturing effect naturally and are able to sense that and communicate better with teenagers specifically.
Does your 18-year-old work at Hungry Howie's?
She has not. She has done some internships in the summer. You know what? She has looked at other opportunities. She's a cheerleader. She's actually just going away to college. She's heading off to Dallas to Southern Methodist University. And I've always just kind of tried to encourage her. She really loves studying psychology. So I'm just nurturing her to do that.
How has she been handling all of this with COVID?
Oh, I'm sure just like the rest of the world, it's been devastating to her as a senior. Everything has just fallen apart. You know, she didn't have graduation. She didn't have those last couple months of her senior year. She's not having the best summer of her life, you know, before heading to college. But again, I'm just trying to help her adapt and realize that we don't all get the paths that we think that we are on. You know, we have to be adaptable and realize that that's what makes us grow as individuals, is to be able to, you know, move forward and not just uproot and stop and say, I'm climbing into a hole and I'm going to wait for all this to pass over.
Yeah, and to be inventive. And to the first point that you made when we first started talking, you know, you got to figure out how to make your way. Juggle everything so you don't fail. That, I mean, I think that's a lesson that moms learn the fastest and can teach others as well. I mean, sometimes I really I have good days and bad days, but there's some days where I do so much when I'm in bed at night. I'm like, how was that even physically possible? Exactly. It's about, and it's kind of crazy. It's about having, for me, a to-do list where I almost write down the times that I'm going to do stuff. So if I've given myself 25 minutes to do something, I'm rushing. My heart is pounding. I'm going to make that deadline. And it's a little ridiculous when you think about it, but sometimes if I'm feeling overwhelmed, that's how I lessen the overwhelming feeling.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. I think it's making lists, and I love it because I've started doing that. I'm really ADHD, so I have the lists going in my head all the time. And I've realized that if I put them down on paper, then I can look at it and it's what things I need to do versus things that I want to do today. And then you're able to be able to structure and have that balance.
And my favorite thing is crossing off the item on the list. Yes, I get such satisfaction.
I do too. I make lists when I travel even, and I'll do it in my notes on my phone, and I just will erase it. And you're like, oh, there's only two more things left.
Success.
Exactly. Oh. It makes us feel accomplished.
Because I've never had Hungry Howie's, I wanted to ask you. It says it's home of the flavored crust pizza. What?
Yes. Oh, that was something that we were innovators in and rolled nationally in 1985. We grew up in the pizza capital of the country. We're in Detroit, Little Caesars, Domino's. You know, we've got so many other huge pizza places here that we kind of had to have our own niche. And back in the early 80s, Domino's was going force with their delivery, and Little Caesars was the pizza, and we kind of needed something to give us our own little niche in the industry. And we actually had a franchisee start dabbling and putting some sesame seeds on the crust and like baking it into it, and kind of thought, wow, that's a really interesting technique. And so what we did is we ended up rolling it nationally with the 65 stores that we had, and we called it Flavored Crust Pizza, and we offer our customers 8 different flavors. And what we actually have done is turned the crust of the pizza kind of into a breadstick. When we first rolled it out, we kind of laughed back in the years ago. The pizza crust used to be like the rib bones or the chicken bones. They went back in the box. Nobody ever wanted to eat them. So we did a whole campaign starting, you'll be tempted to start where you used to leave off, and showing people to eat the pizza backwards. So that's really been a niche for us. It's stuck with us. Obviously, several of our competitors have tried to copy it over the years. Some of them even more today, but it's something that we just really truly believe is within our DNA. And so we've kind of built our business all about flavor. So we've got the flavored crust. Now we have flavored wings, flavored breads. And so we're just kind of continuing to grow on that, because with flavor and all the different ones that we offer, the combinations are endless. You can, I think somebody figured it out one time, and it was something like 20 million like different like cross combinations or whatever. And so it's like, hey, it gives people the opportunity to kind of, we called it crustomize their own pizza.
Well, that sounds delicious. I just want to remind you that you're talking to an Italian New Yorker born in Brooklyn.
I love it.
So I invite you. If you haven't already, I do invite you, and all of this eases, to come to my parts of the country and try some traditional New York pizza. No big chains. It's just the corner mom and pop. There are a few of them that are, I mean, just to die for. Oh, I did have one other question for you. And I'm sure with all different types of pizza, this might be true. Why is pizza always better when you eat it at the restaurant?
Oh, well, see, ours is carry out and delivery, so I don't think it is.
So you don't have, people can't come in and eat there?
No, we're strictly carry out and deliver. We do have some sit-down restaurants like buffet styles in Florida just to kind of fit with that, culture down there. A lot of people like that, which unfortunately aren't open right now because of COVID. But yeah, we're strictly a carry out and delivery business. So for me, I don't think there is a difference, but maybe we got to get you one now. So maybe you can see that we don't have a difference.
That sounds like a good idea to me. And thank you so much for momming with us today, Jennifer. Have a good one.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in freefall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.